I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, May 5th. Downtown Dayton now has a new police substation. Dayton Police Department and city leaders opened the station at 30 South Main Street Monday morning. WYSO's Jerry Kenny reports.
City Manager Shelley Dickstein says a police presence downtown was a necessity.
There had not been a downtown police station since 2012. And since 2014, we have added thousands of residents, hundreds of millions of investment, and not having police presence in downtown helping to patrol, keep people safe, prevent crime, act on crime, was really important, a real priority.
Dickstein says a new permanent police station at 4th and St. Clair Streets won't be ready until 2028 or 29, so the city leased the space for this substation from RTA. It overlooks the RTA hub. Here's Dayton Police Major Brian Johns.
But honestly, we couldn't ask for a better location. We are in the heart of downtown Dayton. The arcade is right across the street. The RTA hub is right next door to us, and pretty much Courthouse Square is catty corner, so we couldn't be more happy with this location.
Officials say downtown will be safer with the 30-plus officers assigned to the substation, including one officer providing mental health and homelessness outreach. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenny.
A resolution passed unanimously last week that would ban U.S. senators from gambling through prediction markets on whether real-world events will or won't happen. The change in the rules for U.S. senators is sponsored by Ohio's freshman senator, Republican Bernie Marino, who says the House is likely to do the same. State House correspondent Karen Kastler reports.
Marino says he and his fellow lawmakers have no business engaging in speculative activities as a way to make money while getting a government paycheck.
If you're a member of Congress, a senator or a House member, you should not be in the prediction markets at all. Shouldn't not be allowed to log in.
Marino says Congress needs to rebuild the trust of Americans. Marino is a strong supporter of President Trump, who has said he was never much in favor of prediction markets. But his Truth Social company is launching its own prediction trading platform, and his oldest son is a key advisor to both Polymarket and Kalshi. Karen Kastler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Modern College of Design is closing. The private for-profit school says the closure is due to what it calls enrollment challenges and its inability to stabilize its operations. College officials announced the closure Monday morning. A statement on its website says the Kettering campus will close its buildings immediately. Students and staff will continue coursework remotely. Students will continue their externships until June 2nd and will receive full academic credit. The college is working on transfer agreements with other schools. Commencement ceremonies on June 7th will be virtual. The Modern will shutter all operations on June 23rd. The college says that students enrolled for summer and fall classes will receive a refund. The Modern College of Design was for those seeking careers in the design industry. Dayton comedic drag troupe The Ruby Girls celebrated a major milestone this weekend when they were presented with a historic marker from the Ohio History Connection. And WYSO's Jerry Kenny was there.
It was a lively crowd gathered in Dayton on Sunday when past and present members of The Ruby Girls appeared before many longtime fans for the unveiling of the marker. It was an honor awarded to the Ruby Girls Foundation because of their 40-plus years of fundraising for HIV/AIDS awareness and prevention and other LGBTQ+ charities. Ruby Girls co-founder Josh Stuckey told the crowd those efforts would continue with their help.
We may have started by cracking jokes and beating up those wigs, but it's all based on one thing, loving each other. That's really what it is. We have a great love for our city, for our community, for each other. Dayton's an amazing place. Say what you will about Dayton, Ohio. We are gritty, that is for sure. Whether you love or hate people, you still wrap your arms around them and say, you belong here. And it's a wonderful feeling.
Through their shows, including the annual The Show Must Go On, the foundation has helped raise more than $4 million. The foundation's website says an average of 70 organizations benefit annually from the funds they raise. The historic marker stands near the entrance of the Ruby Girls Clubhouse on Wayne Avenue in Dayton. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.
And a note that Ruby Girls is a financial supporter of WYSO. Look for a good chance of rain today with temperatures around 74 a high. Rain chances will be with us through at least Wednesday, and then we'll get a chance to dry out for Thursday and Friday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Mike Fraser.